it was, I counted a great opportunity to stand before you tonight. And, you know, it's just so good that the last song that we sang pretty much coincides with what the message is going to be about tonight. And, you know, it's always a good time when you can praise and worship the Lord. And you know, when you're hurting and when you overcome with frustrations and things in life like that, will you still praise the Lord?
Amen.
Will you still worship Him?
That's right.
And let us turn to Psalms, the 34th chapter, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. And I want you to notice what David says here. And if you remember, when David penned this psalm, he was on the run for his life. He thought that he was going to be executed by Achish. And if you notice, David played crazy.
Yes.
Played just like he was insane. Yeah. Anything to try to stay alive. But notice, somewhere along the way, he really just stopped and really began to seek the Lord. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
His praise will always be on my lips. I will boast in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.
Yes.
In some versions it says, oh, magnify. But the version I'm saying says, proclaim the Lord's greatness with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord and He answered me. Some versions say He heard me. But they say He answered me.
Yes.
And rescued me from all my fears. Amen. Those who look to Him are radiant with joy. Their face will never be ashamed.
Amen.
The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him from all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamped around those who feared him and rescued them. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
How happy is the person who takes refuge in Him. You who are His holy ones, fear the Lord. For those who fear Him like nothing. Young lions like food and go hungry. But those who seek the Lord will like any good thing. You won't like nothing. Anything that's good, you won't like it if you seek the Lord. And if you notice in the beginning, I was speaking about when David was on the run from Achish or Abimelech, whichever one you want to say, which Abimelech is a Hebrew word that means my father's king, and it was apparent a title also for the name Achish. David vowed to praise the Lord, not merely when all is well,
yes,
but at all times. Even when the times were bad, David said that I will bless the Lord, or I will praise the Lord. And if you notice, when things are at their worst, will you praise the Lord?
Amen. That's right.
I mean, when you're down at your lowest level, how about when you're hurting? How about when you're broken? How about when you're dealing with silent frustrations? Those things that you can't even tell your husband or your wife about or your best friend. And you know, a lot of times it's when those frustrations come to your own house.
Yes.
Some things happen with our family when we're not able to tell somebody. And then, not only that, how about when the frustrations come to your own body, your own container? You know, one of the most frustrating things that I've had to deal with lately is my physical body. When I want to do something that I can't do. And you know, sometimes I just want to break down and cry. Mm. Sometimes I have broke down and cry. Mm. And then what do you do when you can't cry no more?
Right.
When there's no more tears, what do you do? When the pain is still there, What do you do when, I'm sure Sister Karen can testify with me, maybe some of the rest of you can, but pain can be so bad sometimes, it'll really alter your relationship with the Lord. Because you'll begin to say, you know, Lord, I've served you and I've lived for you. And why? Mm-hmm. Why? Why, Lord, can't you deliver me out of this?
Right.
You know, I've been there to that point where I said, Lord, you know, I've done everything I believe that you have asked me to do, or I've tried to do it. And why do I have to suffer? Will you praise the Lord then?
Hmm.
Or will you wait for the good times?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not hard to praise the Lord or to worship Him in the good times. But how about in the bad times? How about one of them nights when you can't sleep all night because you're messed up? Will you praise the Lord here?
Amen.
I have found out that it's in those times that if I praise the Lord, relief will come.
Wow.
It's in our broken times. If we truly praise the Lord, relief will come. In other words, don't let me praise Him by my faith. Mm-hmm. Will you join me in praising Him? And that's what David was asking Israel. Look, don't let me just praise Him by myself. I need y'all to join in with me. Because see, here's the thing. When we gather together and we come and worship together, we make God as big as He is.
Yes.
Or do we? Excuse me for that.
Amen.
David meditated on the terrible situation that he was in. But you know what? God allowed David to escape because he sought the Lord. When we're in terrible situations, do we truly seek the Lord?
Mm-hmm.
We'll seek all kind of bad advice. We'll go talk with people that will give us bad advice. And you know what? After they done give you all that bad advice, then your troubles are still there.
Yes.
But notice what he said. He sought the Lord and he rescued him. He delivered him from all of his fears. You know, my biggest fear, and see, I can talk about my fear, is one day that I will lose my ability to walk. That's my biggest fear. And it's in those times when that fear comes upon me that the only relief I can find is when I praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because it's at that time. And we all have a time where fear grips us.
Yes.
You know, I just want to speak to you from my heart tonight. We all have a time when fear grips us. With me, it's the fear of maybe I lose my ability to walk. Because of the arthritis that I have to deal with. I'm sure Brother David experienced something else. Sister Carolyn, Sister Kathleen, or Sister Daisy, or Sister Karen. Each one of us have something that we fear.
Amen.
But it's only in those times of that great fear. That's what I seek, Lord.
Yes.
And I know if you seek the Lord, He will hear you.
Yes.
You know, it might not happen right then when you want it to, but He will hear you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's one thing, I know I can tell my wife about my situation and about my problems, but it's when I tell the Lord
yes.
that the true relief comes.
Yeah.
You know, she's the love of my life, but it's when I tell the Lord
yes.
We live in a world full of things that incite fear.
Yes.
So where will we turn when fear strikes? If we, like David, look to the Lord, we'll have joy.
Yes. Yes, and amen.
Even in the worst times of fear, if you look to the Lord, you will have joy. Faith expressed in prayer is God's antidote for fear.
Yes.
It's only in those times when we truly pray and seek the Lord. It's the reversal of fear.
Amen.
If you notice, David was a mighty warrior. But if you notice something, he was at the mercy of King Achish on this particular situation. And you notice what he says. He was merely a poor man who could only cry out.
Yes.
And God saved him. You know what? No matter how much money you got, no matter whatever kind of clout or whatever position that you hold in society, no matter whatever title that you carry when it comes to ministry, some call themselves apostles, some yeah. call themselves yeah. bishops, and they think that that apostle, that bishop gives them a higher calling than some man that calls himself an evangelist or a minister or just a brother. But if you know what? What does he do
Amen.
In that time of fear? Because God has, there's no separation among us.
Yes.
We're all brothers. A title you hold don't make you no better than me. A title you hold don't hold you up no higher than it holds me. Because you know what? It's sometime in that time of serving God
yes.
that you're going to have to deal with something.
Yeah. Amen.
You're going to have to endure heartbreak.
Yes.
You're going to have to endure pain. But the thing is, will you give God the praise?
Amen.
Will you give Him the glory? You know, look at all the times Paul was stoned. Look at all the times he was beaten.
Yes.
Look at the time that the viper come out the fire and latched the hole to it. But Paul, he just began to worship the Lord and slung the viper off.
Yes, amen.
And you know what? We all need to be honest. If the rattlesnake jumped out there and caught you by the hand, well, the last thing any of us can think about, we're going to be called to die one more.
Yeah.
I think we'll just be honest.
Yeah.
But you know what? The thing is, how far do your relationship go with the Lord?
Amen.
Do you trust Him enough that even in those times of heartbreak, in those times of trouble,
Amen.
In those times of pain, do you trust Him enough
Amen.
To believe that in no matter what, He will be there. No matter what, He will be there. David extended an invitation And you notice what he said. To taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
He invites us to perform a taste test about something he discovered. You know what? Have you ever truly tasted? I begin to worship him and begin to praise him. And if you notice, that sweet aroma of God.
Amen.
And see that the Lord is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be better than the best lemon meringue pie, anything that you or cheesecake that you got a strong taste for.
Amen.
But there's nothing alike when that dew from heaven come down and saturates you.
Amen.
David said, taste. Give it a try.
Amen.
And see that the Lord is good. I'm not going to have a lot more to say, but I just want to say this.
Amen.
So you can trust him.
Yes.
To do what only he can do.
Amen.
What we are called to do in our time of need, seek the Lord.
Yeah.
In your time of need, seek him. I mean, you can go see the lawyer, but the bottom line is, Jesus is the best lawyer that I know anything about. Because
right.
You notice what the scripture says. It says, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you.
Right.
In Matthew 6 and 33.
Amen.
And in closing, if you align yourself with God, you will be positioned to receive the goodness that he knows you need, regardless of the trial that comes your way.
Amen.
If you form a relationship with God,
yes,
he's already provided. He's already provided. And the thing is, do we trust him?
Yes.
Enough to receive what he's already provided. Do we trust him enough?
Mm.
You know, I want to say one more thing and I'm going to close out. And I've often thought about, I think it's in the book of Luke and it's also in the Gospel of Matthew, and I think it's in the Gospel of Mark, where it speaks about the woman that had the issue of blood.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I want you to think about something tonight. If you notice, there was all of these people that was all around. And she knew that she was unclean.
Mm-hmm.
But she trusted, she had enough faith.
Yes.
That she believed that she just touched the hem of his garment.
Amen.
That she would be made whole. Now think about what this woman had to do. Everybody else was probably up on the feet. Oh, Jesus, here I am. Touch me, touch me.
Mm-hmm.
This woman prostrated herself. And she got down and she crawled.
Yeah.
She worshipped.
Yes.
She believed that she would just touch him,
yeah,
the hem of his garment, that he would be, that she would be made whole.
Amen.
And you notice, out of all the people that was reaching out, touching Jesus.
Yes.
When the virtue went out of him, because she was willing to worship,
amen,
he said, somebody touch me.
Yeah.
And it stopped. Still, Jesus, all these people touch. He said, no. Somebody touch me.
Right.
And see, here's where faith comes in. Now, she knows if she had to confess that she was unclean,
yeah,
before she touched him on his garment, she would have stoned to death. But she stood up. She said, it was me.
Mm.
I'm the one who touched you. Because she was clean then.
Amen.
She was clean then.
Amen.
There wasn't nothing they could do to her. But she was clean.
Amen.
Do we trust if we praise and worship him that we'll be made whole?
Amen.
You know, I just believe that through our praise and through our worship, there's no doubt that I know that God has something for Sister Karen.
Amen.
That he's going to make her whole.
Yes.
I believe that God's going to make me whole.
Yes.
I believe that God's going to make Kathleen whole.
Yes.
In a situation, Sister Daisy, Sister Carolyn, and Brother David,
mm-hmm.
no matter what our situation is, if we worship Him, if we praise Him. I remember this, Brother Tony said, something beautiful, something good.
Amen.
All of my confusions, He understood.
Yes.
All I had to offer Him was sorrow and strife. But you know what? He made something beautiful out of each and every one of our lives.
Amen.
God bless you. I love you, Brother David.
Okay, what was the title of